According to reporting from KFF Health News, West Virginia lawmakers clamped down on syringe exchange programs or hindering the ability to understand how to prevent HIV outbreaks. In 2021, lawmakers made it mandatory to present a West Virginia ID to access clean syringes and limit the number of syringes people could exchange. And in Charleston, the battle to open up a new syringe exchange program on the city's west side continues. West Virginia University epidemiologist Robin Polini says syringe programs help people get tested for infectious diseases and adds that it's difficult to estimate the number of people in West Virginia with HIV because there's no coordinated strategy for testing.
And there are many communities around West Virginia that don't have a syringe services program at all, which means it's even harder to capture the highest risk people and get them in for testing.
Research has found 462 cases of endocarditis in southern West Virginia associated with injection drug use at a cost to federal, state, and private insurers of more than $17 million, of which less than $4 million was recovered. Polini hopes state and local officials allow the experts to do their jobs, adding that for people who inject drugs and use a syringe services program, the likelihood of them having been tested for HIV in the last year is high.
But that doesn't account for people in Charleston who don't have a program to go to or around the rest of the state who, with a few exceptions, don't have anywhere to go and get tested.
In a January 2022 follow-up report, the CDC recommended increasing access to harm reduction services through expansion of mobile programs, street outreach, telehealth, and using community outreach to improve the delivery of essential services to people who use drugs. This story was produced with original reporting from Taylor Sisk for KFF Health News. Nadia Romlik on reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.